Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 29, Johannesburg 28, Mahikeng en Mbombela 30.
Die paai van Bedford View lyk nou bietjie beter. Daar was vroeër 'n ongeluk op die N3 suid naby van Burenweg. Op hierdie stadium is daar oor 'n uur en 20 minute se vertragings op pad soontoe en ook nuus oor 'n ongelukstoneel in Kempton Park op die R21 noord naby Atlasweg. Die verkeer is stadig daar ook.
In your sport headlines, Rossi Erasmus hails Steven Kitsoff as an incredible team man as he retires from rugby, and Chelsea take on Southampton in the Premier League tonight.
Sewe Chinese burgers is in Suid-Afrika skuldig bevind op minstens 160 aanklagte wat onder meer ontvoering en mensenhandel insluit. Dit nou nadat 91 Malawiese burgers in 'n fabriek aangetref is, misschien 37 van hulle was kinders. 6 van die beskuldigdes bly in aanhouding, maar Sechaba Sefularo brei uit.
According to the court, the victims were not required to produce their immigration documents and were immediately made to work 12-hour shifts with just 1 hour set aside for meals. Bathroom breaks while on duty resulted in the deduction of 40 rand from their wages. The workers earned between 65 and 80 rand per day and overtime amounted to 10 rand per hour. They could not send any money home back to Malawi as they were not allowed to leave the premises. Masichaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News.
Die ANC se sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula vra intussen dat stappe geneem word teen diegene wat vergaderings aan die media lek. Hy was in KwaZulu-Natal om die party se taakspan aan te kondig wat die ANC in die provinsie moet stabiliseer na verlede jaar se verkiesings. Hy het dan wel verwys na inligting wat gelek is oor 'n kabinetsvergadering oor die uitstel van die nasionale begrotingsrede. Anastasie Mokgobo het meer.
This morning, News 24 reported that the cabinet rejected Finance Minister Ino Godongwana's revised budget, deeming it to be unworkable. The report claims a senior cabinet member leaked the information. The Public Service Regulations and the Protection of Information Act prohibit cabinet members, including the president, from leaking sensitive discussions. Mbalula stressed that being part of the government of national unity does not alter these laws, and those responsible for leaks must be held accountable. Anastasie Mokgobo for Jack Rand FM News.
Die DA het intussen 'n alternatiewe begrotingsrede voorgelê vandag. Die party se Mark Burke sê hulle begroting beoog om noodsaaklike dienste in die land te beskerm en die bedryf se mees kwesbare tyd. Hy het verwys na die COVID-19 maatskaplike toelaag.
We now stand at a crossroads as South Africans. We can either choose reckless tax hikes and unsustainable borrowing, or we can commit to real fiscal reform, economic growth and efficient governance.
Ons bly by politiek. Gautengse premier Panyaza Lesufi het gisterand heelwat beloftes gemaak wat die provinsie se grootste uitdagings betref. 'n Politieke ontleder aan die Universiteit van Johannesburg, Oscar van Heerden, waarskei egter dat hy sy koalisievennote nie buite rekening kan laat nie.
Soos ons almal weet, is dit altyd 'n kwessie van implementasie. Kom ons kyk of hierdie regering in Gauteng daai beloftes kan behartig, sodat die mense dit kan sien en hopelik sal dit die regering in 'n beter lig
En net so voor die weer, die Departement van Maatskaplike Ontwikkeling in Noordwes het humanitêre hulp voorsien aan 84 huishoudings in die provinsie wat erg deurgeloop het onder vloede by die Klipvoorstad in die Madibeng plaaslike munisipaliteit, dis aan daar in die Brits omgewing. Pretoria môre 18:29, Johannesburg 16:28, Mbombela 20:30 en Skukuza 24:32, Polokwane 18:28, Messina 23:31, Mahikeng 19:30 en dieselfde geld vir Rustenburg. Ek is Marlene Forshey, meer nuus om 7.
This is 4 in a row. Every day from 6 p.m. on the drive with Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Your mind, think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in.